In your earlier reading, Ajahn Mun, you mentioned primal mind.
Yes.
Is that what you're discussing here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's expressed in a few different ways, but that's essentially what it is. It's sort of like a primal mind, the mind itself, original mind. There's all sorts of different ways that it's expressed, and there's a wonderful exchange that it's actually in here, where there's a series of questions and answers, and something that in a sense of this primal mind, original mind, the mind itself, sort of thing. There's this monk is asking these questions, and he's really trying to get it all clarified and laid out. And it seems as if you're saying there's something else outside of the conventional body mind, the five khandhas. Is there something else? What do you call it? Ajahn Chah's answer: there isn't anything, and we don't call it anything. That's all there is to it. Be finished with all of it. Even the knowing doesn't belong to anybody. So be finished with that too. Consciousness is not an individual, not a being, not a self, not an other. So finish with that. Finish with everything. There's nothing worth wanting. It's all just a load of trouble. When you see clearly like this, then everything is finished. Question: could we not call it the original mind? You can call it that if you insist. You can call it whatever you like for the sake of conventional reality. But you must understand this point clearly. This is very important. If we didn't make use of conventional reality, we wouldn't have any words or concepts with which to consider actual reality. Dhamma. This is very important to understand. So it's sort of, yeah, we use these concepts, but it's important to sort of, okay, what's the underlying feeling? So yeah, there's this primal mind or aspects of the mind that are kind of fundamental, the quality of knowing. And then there's this, the objects and moods of the mind and the movement of the mind. And we want to see that clearly, but then have a base to experience it from.